Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Crunch Time. Final segment on a Wednesday. That means Crunch Exchange time. I'm going to give Steve some stories from around the world of sports, give him the prospectus from said stories, and he's going to tell us if he's buying or selling or pending, which means he doesn't do either until something else happens. Pac-12 media days are here, Steve, so that means the media that actually covers all of the 12 teams were once again asked to determine where they will finish at the end of the football season. And the media spoke, and the media said that USC will finish atop the conference for the first time in nearly a decade. Actually, the 2008 season, when Pete Carroll's team beat Penn State in the Rose Bowl, is the last time. Since then, it's been Oregon four times, Stanford three times, and Washington last year. Now, USC being picked to win the conference is hardly new. They were picked several times during that span I mentioned, and as we all know, never really lived up to it. But this team has the likely first pick in the draft at quarterback, 1,000-yard rusher Ronald Jones coming back at running back, great defense, but they also lost their top two wideouts to the NFL, as well as Adoree Jackson. And Washington was incredible last year, doesn't look to be taking many steps back. So the prospectus, do you buy or sell USC as the favorite to win the conference?
Well, the reason I like USC is in the North, at least there's Stanford, who looks like if they get some quality play at quarterback with their line, even with the loss of McCaffrey, might be a challenge. Utah, UCLA, Colorado, I don't see any of those teams on equal footing with Southern Cal. So in order to win the conference, you first got to win the division. So through that logic, I would have made USC the favorite easy too by that one.
Oregon, by the way, we talked about all last week as the possible 8-win team, according to Bovada, which you bought. Well, the conference media is not as kind as Vegas. They pick Oregon to not only finish in the bottom half of the conference, but behind Washington, Stanford, and Washington State in the North. We've talked a bit over the last week about what teams have coming back as we approach media day, and frankly, the teams ahead of the Ducks in the prediction might be better. You spoke with Austin Meek, and he said it was between Oregon and OSU in terms of placement, especially with Oregon losing the services of their best wide receiver, and said wide receiver going to one of the teams ahead of them, Utah. The prospectus, Oregon finishes in the bottom half of the conference.
Well,
might be easy depending on last week.
In the bottom, so that means fourth in the division.
Yep.
So you expect them, you're saying, are they a second division team?
Yes.
You know what's interesting? I want the people to come clean. Fentress tweeted this out. Who picked Oregon to win the conference?
They did get one first place vote.
Colorado, yeah. UCLA, Utah, Stanford, and Washington State.
Nick says it was
you
him.
Did? Nice call. Pretty bold.
Bold move, Cotton.
So in essence, do I think they'll be one of the top six teams would be a sell? One of the bottom six teams would be a buy? I'm with a lot of people around the country. I think they're going to bounce back. I can't imagine their defense plays worse. And I think their offense is actually going to be one of the top two or three in the conference. So I still think they have a really good chance to be fourth, fifth best team in the conference. So I'll sell that.
Kyrie Irving made the demand that shook the world, actually saying out loud in intelligent conversation that he doesn't want to play basketball with LeBron James. He even gave his list of teams he'd want to play for: Spurs, Heat, Knicks, Timberwolves, and Knicks, who would love to have him, but their only trade bait, Carmelo Anthony, is basically blocking the deal by insisting on being traded to Houston. It's all very confusing. Cleveland has said they are optimistic they can get something big in return for Kyrie, arguably a top 10 player in the league, but that said, they don't have to trade him. Kyrie doesn't play. Kyrie doesn't make the $18.9 million he's owed, and being traded actually will make him ineligible for a supermax deal that could pay him 35% of Cleveland's salary in his next contract. That's $200 million.
It's very many dollars.
A lot is saying he shouldn't be traded. But the prospectus, Kyrie Irving will be traded.
I mentioned this yesterday in passing during a conversation. I am going to stand in there and say, I don't care how upset he is or what he wants. Cleveland, this current makeup, their administration, their owner, their new general manager, they want to put the best team out there. They still believe they have a chance to win the title this year. Somebody's got to bowl them over, or Kyrie's going to have to put on his big boy pants for an entire year. I'm still selling that. I still think he's playing for Cleveland this year.
A trade that has happened yesterday, with the Blazers sending Allen Crabbe to the Nets in exchange for a guy they immediately released to open up cap space. Basically, everyone on Earth mocked Portland for their deals last season, including the one that gave Crabbe $70 million over four. They also gave Festus Ezeli, a guy who never played a game for them, a big deal. They signed Evan Turner to a four-year deal worth $70 million. He averaged 9 points and three boards last year. Myers Leonard, 4 years, $41 million. I don't even think I need to comment on that. The gist here is that Neil Olshey has made some very questionable moves. I think with the exception of Dame and CJ, Portland's draft picks have been pretty much worthless. Pat Connaughton, Jake Layman, etc. Now he's obviously limited in free agency because no one outside of Portland likes Portland, apparently, in the NBA. But the prospectus, Neil Olshey is a good NBA GM.
Ooh, that's the easiest pending ever, because he has had moments, and he has had moments, and now we'll see the next couple moments will decide that answer.
Ted, my boy, it's going to be legend. Wait for it.
I always like to get a chance to use that.
That's a good one.
Your Yanks, Steve, have been active. They went out and got Mr. Triple Play, Todd Frazier, who had a homer today. That's right, he did.
Yard work.
And that's a bad thing to be known for, unless you're on defense. And now they're in the market for a starting pitcher, and it's as if Billy Bean felt the idea of it floating through the universe and immediately started offering New York all of his players in a fire sale. It's weird how that happens. Reports from yesterday say the Yanks and A's talking about a deal that would send Sonny Gray and all-star Yonder Alonso to New York for prospects. Gray, kind of a conundrum. When he's good, easily one of the best pitchers in the bigs. But he went 5-11 last year with a 5.69 ERA. This year, 6-5 with a 3.43. Yonder Alonso, an all-star, 21 bombs, 45 home runs this season, but he's 30, and this is by far his best year, not even close. And the A's reportedly asking for the Yanks' number 5 and 8 prospects and possibly more in the deal. Is it worth it? The prospectus, you buy or sell, the Yankees should trade for Sonny Gray and Yonder Alonso.
Oh, so there's no mix and match. You're asking if I've got to...
Both.
I really would like to see them acquire Sonny Gray. Alonso, they do need first base help right now. It's a very Yankee thing to do, and it ain't my money. It's Hank and Hal's. So I'm going to buy that just for selfish reasons.
It is. It's very old school Yankees move right there.
Well, Gray's 27. So picking him up, there's also a thought beyond this year. With Alonso, the first baseman, if Bird's not ready, maybe he could be a stopgap until they fill the hole at first that, you know, they thought they had filled for a lot of years when they gave Teixeira all that money.
It is kind of odd, though, because the Yankees are so good right now because of how they developed their farm system and how these young players are starting to come up. And now they traded their best prospect in the Todd Frazier deal. Now they're talking about trading a couple more.
Do you think you're just going to keep hitting homers with Sanchez and then with Judge? Or are you like, we've reaped benefits from the farm. Let's see if we can't catch the Bo Sox right here, right now.